Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Testing the Experts.
Hello, and welcome to Testing the Experts, presented by Confirmatrix Laboratory, where we're accurate, rapid, and consistent. I'm Tracy McDaniel, the host of the show. We are bringing you Dr. Bill Williams from Swanee Dental Care, but first, I'm here by myself today, no co-host or anyone, so I just want to touch base about the life at Confirmatrix this week. It's been beautiful weather out. A lot of our kids are on spring break, and so we've been in and out kind of trying to enjoy some family time as well as get our work done. It's hard not to be outside. We see a lot of our employees walking the building, just trying to, get out and venture with this nice spring weather. We had a rough winter, so it's been great to have that opportunity. But we worked. We stayed focused. We're still at our 24-hour turnaround time. We're hoping to make a formal announcement in 2 weeks that we officially can test for the drug kava. It's a plant native to the South Pacific. I'm a Hawaii girl. I actually researched and saw that it grows in Hawaii, but it is not actually something that we want to be taking, it seems. So there's been some big safety concerns about kava, many cases of liver damage, and even some deaths. So as a result, kava has been banned from the market in many countries, but we're adding this to our panel. It's just one of the advancements that we're committed to, and we're trying to just stay on the cutting edge, and it's very important to our industry and to our clients. So kava is one. Hopefully in about 2 weeks, you'll hear about it a little bit more, and we will offer it through our drug testing, add it to our synthetic panel. So we're excited about that. They're working very hard in the lab to go ahead and get it launched. But just going into kava, and I will switch gears here, and I will introduce Dr. Bill Williams, and he's with Swanee Dental. Thank you for being here today.
So good to be here with you, Tracy.
Good. And I want to start with, I had asked you before, I like to start with the website because that's an important spot for our listeners to go if they want to just pull the website as we're talking about the interview. So would you share the website with our listeners?
We go by SwanneeDental.com, SUWANEE, SwanneeDental.com.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about Swanee Dental and what you do.
Well, I founded the business here in Swanee in 1997, and we didn't have an internet connection. We didn't have anything in the Yellow Pages. We just started from scratch, a new practice, and we built it up over a period of 10 years to one of the largest practices in the United States, and we've maintained that since then. So what we've done is fairly phenomenal as far as a marketing and a management situation. We were always doing really good as dentists and giving the best service and the best quality treatment, but the size of our practice and the number of patients we were able to attract in Swanee was far larger than in our previous practice down in Stone Mountain. And so I think the story is kind of interesting, and I've written a book about that, of course, we're going to talk about later.
Yes, we will. And one thing that I like to do is, you know, I do a little investigating on our guests and their businesses. And, I landed on the webpage, and I was very impressed with, you know, how the webpage is set up, the marketing aspect of it, but also something that I found is your office. It's not a normal dentist office. It's not something that you really expect. You know, it's not a sterile, or it's, you know, very calming, and it's Southwest theme, correct? Is that?
That's right.
Right.
We dare to be different. It's one of my themes.
Dare to be different. Well, it is, and it's very tastefully different. I mean, the logo kind of lends itself that you might have a little Southwest twist in there, and then the office is done so well, and I was very impressed with that because it's not what you expect when you walk through the doors.
I think we're the only dental practice in Georgia that has cactus garden as the theme outside before you walk in. Gives you a little hint of what's inside.
Right. Is there a reason you chose a Southwest theme, or you just dare to be different?
Absolutely a reason. I'm part Indian. I'm part Cherokee, and I trained out west in Albuquerque and Phoenix and Scottsdale and Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Santa Barbara. I mean, all these places that I trained, different dental classes. Mm-hmm. I picked up a piece of the artwork, and I picked up a piece of the local Indian culture and brought it back. And so inside the office, there's like a museum of Indian artifacts and artwork. Oh, so wow. It's there for my patients to enjoy just because I didn't want to leave it at home. I wanted to share it.
Absolutely. When you've done travels like that, I guess it's important to kind of bring it back and make something of it.
As a souvenir, and I remember where I was when I was there, and it just brings back the good memories.
Right. Now, I wasn't going to mention this till later, but we talk about travel, and you had shared that you just took your staff to Cayman Islands. Is that correct?
I did.
You did. How many of them?
Well, we took about 20 of our staff, and most of them brought their husbands, and we had a great time on a cruise. And got to do some diving, scuba diving, and ate too much and enjoyed ourselves.
Absolutely. The team building experience, I mean, it's like no other when you do something like that.
Yeah, so the team and the doctors got to bond together, because when we're working, it's work. And when we're on the cruise, you really get to know the people better.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that you have a little tan going on. You had some fun. And
yeah, I managed to stay out of the sun enough to not get burnt.
Nope. That's always the hard part. We just got back from Florida and spent one day in the sun, and we had streaks from the sunscreen. You kind of miss spots sometimes.
I know.
Well, we'll get back onto the business side of it. And one of the things I want to ask is, you know, we've had a few rough years with the economy, and then, you know, we're starting to see the upturn, and we're enjoying that. But where does it look like things are headed for you with that being said?
Well, I'm enjoying dental practice immensely, because we're as busy as we've ever been. In 40 years of practice, I've never been busier, never been more productive, never had better case acceptance, and what that translates into is profits. When people want what you do and you can do it efficiently, the business works. And so we've been real pleased. We see that the economy is good in the dental business. I'm not seeing a shortage of patients. I'm not seeing a shortage of money to spend in the hands of the patient. So I know the economy is getting better compared to what it's been over the last few years. And I always tell my dentist that I train, and I say, this is the golden years of dentistry right now. You don't have to wait or pine for the lost times. This is the golden age of dentistry.
Absolutely. And I, you know, moving here a few years ago from Florida, I've noticed, especially in the dental community, you know, driving down, you see so many dental offices, but a lot of times there's no cars out there, you know, they're not open really. And I know they have different hours and they might go from office to office, but you know, it's amazing to see a practice such as yours and to hear the success, because I've seen it. And I always wonder, what are they doing there? Because there's no one ever there, you know, and as a patient, especially as someone new to the area, you know, you want to drive by and see places booming, and you know, it's just a different it's a different way. You know, there are a lot of them are in the strip mall centers, and you know, they're not what I had been used to and what I'm accustomed to. And it sounds like, you know, your office is something that, you know, people go to, and they it's not just an awful dentist visit, you know.
Sure.
It sounds like you really take care of them.
Well, it's a thing we call it a starter practice setup, and then there's the mature practice. And being a mature practice, you have a lot of advantages, because you have experienced doctors, you have all the equipment you need, all the high-tech equipment that's very expensive, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. We have to invest in the equipment. And so we're able to meet the needs of the people. We have every single thing you can do in dentistry done at our office. We have a cone beam CT. We have the kinesiograph. We have just a whole plethora of things that are available, and we don't have to send out for a specialist to do much of anything.
That's great. That's a great value to the patients as well. And, you know, you mentioned some of the latest trends and different things that you have at your office. I mean, what are some things that, you know, you would want to share, maybe implants or Invisalign, that our listeners could, you know, understand that they're going to get this type of treatment just coming to your office?
Well, the state of the art and the standard of care for replacing missing teeth now is implants. So implants are a staple of our practice. We do them every single day now. We have people that come to us from faraway countries. Last week, Virgin Islands, mm-hmm. and Bermuda, different places, Australia this week. So we have people that are coming in from a long way for certain procedures. And then we have people locally right here in Gwinnett who come for their Invisalign. But I have to tell you, they have two patients in the Great Britain that are doing Invisalign.
And they're seeing great results, I assume.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can do orthodontics with Invisalign just as easily or easier than doing it with braces. So we do a lot of that. People love it. They take them out and not have to worry about showing their orthodontic technique. It's just totally invisible.
Absolutely.
Now, other things we do that might be interesting to some people, because they're phobic, mm-hmm. they're really fearful of what dentists do.
Right.
Not in our office, right. of course, but there's a thing called oral conscious sedation. You take a pill. We call it chilling with the pill. Chill with the pill. And you can just go to sleep and not forget you were there, not remember that you were there. You forget that you had the dentistry done. And then there's IV sedation, where the more significant needs, where people want to be put to sleep and, you know, take out wisdom teeth or something. So we have that available, too. Our doctors are trained in all these techniques.
I know that, you know, people are very scared a lot of times, and even adults, you know, we joke around with the kids like, okay, you have to go see the dentist, you know, it's time to go in. But it's really the adults, I find, that have that phobia of going to the dentist. You know, this, you always hear, I don't like the drilling, or I don't want to hear this. So that sounds like it's preventing them from having that, you know, that big chicken syndrome, if you will.
It is. Yeah. If we can just get people over the hump, they always mm-hmm. get rid of their phobias. See, most people having phobias planted in them, and our special techniques pluck those out. We get rid of phobias, and then they don't have them once they've been in our practice. And that's what people really like, is they don't fear going to the dentist once they have removed the fear.
Absolutely. And a lot of people have had bad experiences prior. So they come to you with preconceived, you know, their experiences or preconceived notions. I mean, they're scared, you know, truly scared. And so just the setting of your office and then how you're treating them and having that one stop, you know, where they don't have to go. Because, you know, especially taking off work and doing those things. I mean, who wants to take off work for a dentist appointment?
I know. Yeah. Nobody. I tell you, if we could just get rid of one problem, that's getting off work.
Getting off work. Well, let me pause for a moment. I just want to remind everyone that you're listening to Testing the Experts, presented by Confirmatrix Laboratory. I'm here with Dr. Bill Williams, and we're sharing stories about his practice, Swanee Dental, and a few personal stories as well. You know, you talked about you have people coming in from, you know, really all over the world to seek treatment. And I know you have 20 doctors there, you say, 20 dentists?
Four doctors, 20 staff.
Okay. And one of those, you know, you're catering to people who don't actually speak English.
Correct.
You know, and how are you getting over that barrier?
Well, we were really fortunate to find Dr. Melissa Kramer and have her come join us. You know, we really needed somebody on our team who was bilingual, and now we have four staff members who are Spanish-speaking natives.
Wow.
They're not just know a little bit. They grew up in the Spanish-speaking culture, so they speak it well. So we have Dr. Kramer, who is our Spanish-speaking doctor, and she's excellent. I mean, people love her. They've bonded to her so quickly. She's been with us all year, and I'm really glad she joined us.
Absolutely. It sounds like she's been a huge value add for you and what you're doing there.
Exactly. And one good thing people need to know is that all of our doctors that work with us all went to the Medical College of Georgia. They didn't go to some foreign dental school, come here and get a quickie license and become a dentist. They are Georgia trained, and they're, which is the best school, of course, in the USA, because that's where I went.
Right. You know, and I think that a lot of people, they don't quite understand, you know, that the schooling is very important. You know, so many places, you know, you can say, oh, yes, I am a dentist. But you never really get into where the degree was from, what training they went through. And there's a lot of specialty things and classes, continuing education that they have to go through, correct?
Exactly. Georgia is amazingly good as far as training general dentists to be general dentists of many disciplines. As a 40-year dentist, I have hired and had about 20 different associates over 40 years work with me. And I can always tell you the best ones have always been the ones who came from the medical college. And so I'm always looking for those guys if I'm looking for somebody to come work with me.
Right. If you find out what works, you want to stick to it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, you know, as we get into that, your growth has been so dynamic, especially over the past, you know, 15 years in the Swanee area. You mentioned you were in Stone Mountain before.
23 years in Stone Mountain.
Okay. So, I mean, how does this affect you? I mean, you can be in the right place at the right time, only so much. You know, you have to be doing a lot right to get it to know where you're at. What have you found has been, you know, some of your tips and tricks, and what has worked best for you?
I think our slogan of everything under one roof, mm-hmm. or comprehensive dentistry, has been the focus probably for the last 20 years. And we're trained to do everything, so we don't really look to refer everything out that's difficult, because we do everything that's difficult. The wisdom teeth, the implants, periodontal surgery, you know, we've almost eliminated the need for periodontal surgery because we have the lasers that can help us with periodontal treatments. So a lot of things we do are just advanced. The cosmetic training we've had with the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry is advanced. And so it took me 30 years to get there. Mm-hmm. And now I'm bringing along my associate dentists that work with me to do the same things. And they're getting in-house training as well as being trained well themselves in sedation implants and cosmetics.
So you're mentoring, you're training, you're basically, you know, bringing your staff up with you. You're not, you know, saying, all right, I'm going to go learn all this myself, and this is going to be my thing. You're training them as they come about, which is great. So you can cover, you know, you can really help patients as a whole.
Yeah, I'll have doctors come in and watch me work all the time, mm-hmm. that are outside our office. But the ones that are in my office, that's special when they come watch, because like I was doing this cyst removal last week, something that I don't see very often. And so I called the other doctors in and said, you got to see this. This is important. You won't see this very often. So here's how you do it. Mm-hmm. And after we finished, we talked about it, and it was like, oh, I see how you did that. That wasn't hard.
Right.
And that's the value of being in a place where there's a mentor present.
I love how you say it wasn't hard.
It wasn't hard.
No. I would be completely lost there.
I wasn't going to tell how I did it.
Right. Oh, that's a good one.
Can you do a visual on taking a cyst?
No. No. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, we had talked a little bit about the marketing side of it, and I'm the marketing director at ConforMatrix, so that's really my big focus and what I enjoy and what I'm passionate about. But you bragged a little bit about your son. And so would you tell us a little bit about what Tyler's done for your practice prior to this and then what he's doing now?
Yeah, Tyler and I work together in some marketing classes. We teach dentists, and marketing is his bailiwick. He's done that for a number of years, and he's a great speaker. He's a stage speaker, presenter. He's a transition coach. And he lectures when I lecture. We'll have tag team lectures. When I'm on stage and he's on stage, it's kind of like a playing back and forth. I'm the old guy. He's the young guy. But he's good at understanding transition and how you go from one thing to another. When people are going from a career change or a school change, stresses in life, he knows how to handle those things. So I'm always proud of what he has to offer. He's worked with a lot of our dentists and gone into their practices and helped them build their practice to expand their services, to transition from a single doctor to a multiple doctor practice, for instance. So, of course, you can reach him at TylerWilliamsLive.com. That's his website. And okay. On Facebook. So he's got his own company, and he works separately, but he also works with me sometimes in our training.
And I asked a question, a transition coach. Our listeners might not be able to easily, you know, understand what a transition coach is, and you simply put it, it's a life coach.
A life coach that is basically trained in certain techniques to improve your life. Whatever things are happening in your life, he helps you focus in the right direction, because a lot of people lose their focus.
Absolutely. We talk about that a lot here with our treatment centers, and as we tie that into our drug testing. And, you know, people, it's so amazing how it seems like it's so difficult to get lost, but it happens every single day. And whether they turn to drugs or whether they, you know, turn to something else, I mean, they do. Whether they just sit on their couch all day with their windows closed because they just don't know what to do.
Well, there's one thing that's really clear about life coaching and transition coaching is that if you've got a wandering spirit, you need somebody to help you get that spirit on a path.
Yes.
And that's what life coaches do. They help you get on a path towards mm-hmm. success.
Right.
I always thought about it this way. Counselors help people that have problems. Mm-hmm. Life coaches help people that really don't have problems. They just want to get better.
Right. I know, I joked and I said, you're explaining my husband. We talk about how different we are all the time. And so it's that you sometimes have to have someone to help you focus. So the guys are in here laughing. So.
I think they're tweeting.
They are tweeting, I'm sure. So we talked about, you know, Tyler and what he does, and you yourself, you have a little publication coming out, correct?
Yeah, and in about 2 weeks, we're going to release to the world my new book, mm-hmm. and it's called Marketing the Million Dollar Practice, which is basically a name catch for practices of medicine, dentistry, optometry, audiology. Anybody who's a professional practice person would pick that title up and go, oh, I need to read, what's this about? Now, I wrote about my dental practice growing fast over 10 years, and we grew a lot bigger than what I put in the title. But thing is, I tell 27 ways that we grew fast and furious over those 10 years, and we added one thing to another, and it builds on itself. And they're just simple marketing techniques, but they're applied. Mm-hmm. And so I tell how I applied each one of them. And I'll tell you a quick story. I got this book, early publication copy, given out to a friend of mine, and they gave it to their daughter, who gave it to their dentist that they work for. Mm-hmm. And so I got a testimonial back in the Facebook messaging just this week, and it said that they doubled their production. Now, they double their income per month, and they triple their production in 1 month.
In 1 month.
And the good thing, the girl said she got a raise, the one that gave the book.
I would hope so.
She got a raise up to $32 an hour.
Wow.
So she's making some good money.
Right.
Because she brought the book to the dentist.
Absolutely. Sometimes that's the value of your employees. You never know what they're going to bring to the table, but they can bring it sometimes.
It wasn't just that she brought the book. She actually helped him implement what was in the book, mm-hmm. and that was the key to the raise.
Absolutely, a student of the game. And I know that, you know, it's not a thin book. I mean, it has, I guess, 27, you know, strategies, goes a long way. But I was looking at some of it and, you know, highlighting some of it, you know, and it's pretty, you know, people say, oh, yeah, I know that. But they don't really know how to implement that. Like, you may hear social media is great. How do I do that? You know, and this explains it a lot more in depth. And I also find that a lot of, especially doctors, they go through and they get their schooling and they, you know, think, okay, I've arrived. I'm a doctor. But really, then what's their next step? What do they do to grow their business? And this kind of, you know, has a route for them, correct?
This is the groundwork that they have to plow to be successful. Mm-hmm. If they will work this system that I put together, it's basically how to relate to people. This is a relation book when you look at it, the way you should interact with people in the office. See, I set up a system to attract people with curiosity and then to bond to them through the book. You'll learn how to bond to patients in a way that's very genuine. You show them who you are. And once you show people who you are, they'll like you.
Right.
If you're a likable person.
If you're likable.
Right. And then we just build on that and listen to them well. And every step of the way is basically showing doctors how to listen to their patients. And, you know, the patients really do like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why they say yes to our treatment, because they need it. They know they need it. They just want to have the person that's doing the work be somebody they like.
Absolutely. I know so many times doctors get the rap of coming in, not really listening, spending mm-hmm. 2 minutes with the patient and going on about their
day.
Yeah. And as a patient on the other end of it, I think, well, why am I going to trust him to do what he wants to do when he didn't explain it? I don't really know, you know, why. That's the huge part for me, is I want to know, why are you doing this? And then, you know, I have questions, you know, and I want to know that I'm trusting you and you're answering my questions.
You nailed it. That's exactly the way people are that we find. They tell me the story of the doctor they used to have they didn't like. Mm-hmm. We even ask the question, you know, what is it about your previous office you didn't like? And the stories come out.
Right. That's important. You need to know that, because then you kind of know what you're dealing with and how you're going to handle that patient, right?
Right.
Yep. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to reading it, especially being on the marketing side of it.
Well, I'm going to give you a copy of that book, because if you're interested in that thing, you'll love it. You're
Good.
Welcome to have a copy.
Good. Thank you. Now,
no problem.
Where can our listeners find this book?
It's going to go live on Amazon on May 1st. So if you really want a copy of this book, you should go there on May 1st and order it that day. It's going to go live May 1st. So it's Amazon.com. It's Marketing the Million Dollar Practice by Dr. Bill Williams. and they'll be available. And just make May 1st your best day.
All right. Now, my pool opens mid-May, so that will be great pool reading for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I always have to find books throughout the summer that I can sit there and read and enjoy my time. So this will definitely be a good one.
Yeah, and I've got some bonuses at the end of the book for people that I put in there, one for the mind, one for the body, and one for the spirit. And so it's like it's real balanced in terms of the balance of the bonuses. People are motivated by different things, and, you know, I want people to have something for free.
Absolutely.
And it's just a good thing.
Good, like a call to action.
It is a call to action.
That's important. You get to the end of a book, especially a you know, a book that is supposed to be helping you and, you know, going through, and you're like, okay, so now what? So this is a call to action so people can
the good thing is that every chapter has implementation steps at the end of it. So if you do those things, and it's proven by the testimonial I told you about, you know, tripling somebody's business in a month is unheard of.
Absolutely.
I can't believe somebody would do that well from reading the book. I mean, that's only about a tenth of what we know and do ourselves, because I couldn't write a 5,000-page book.
Well, you could have, but
I'll be doing volume two soon.
Okay. So the takeaway points, that's what we're speaking to. That's the call to action, correct?
Right.
All right. I see that at the end here. Those are good. All right. Well, I know you had also mentioned you have an event tonight.
Oh, yeah. We have our Australians in town. Oh. And somewhere along the way, a couple of years ago, my wife and I got to be ordained ministers, pastors of a church. We started a church, and we're a branch of Glory City Church in Brisbane, Australia. So we kind of have fun with that. We love having our Australian family come visit. And tonight at 7 o'clock in Swanee, we have Catherine Runala speaking. And she was just in Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday speaking on the Sid Roth Show. She cut 5 videos for Sid Roth. And she drove down today to our house, and she will be doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday here in Swanee. And so I just want to invite anybody listening that hears this on a live broadcast to come and visit with us. It's 4963 West Price Road in Swanee, right behind North Gwinnett High School, at 7 p.m. And our friend Catherine is going to be really doing some fun stuff. I've been listening to her for about 7-8 years now, and we joined their group because it's so phenomenal.
Absolutely. I hear that Australians I like to have a lot of fun.
They are great people. When I went to Australia, I went diving on the Great Barrier Reef with them. When we went down to Cayman Islands, they were on the cruise with us.
Oh, boy.
So they went diving. We went diving, you know, 80 feet down. Pastor Catherine and her husband were diving with me. So we just have fun together, and they're good people.
Good. It's important to surround yourself with good people, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, I would like you to remind our listeners where they can go. I know we talked about a lot of different things, your son, your practice, your book, but remind listeners where they can go to find out more about Swanee Dental.
I'd like people to go to swaneedental.com, which is our website, and it's about, you know, 200 or 300 pages of good stuff. I'm the webmaster. I made it all.
It's a very good website.
So have fun with it. You know, I used to make websites for other dentists, but I stopped doing that when I got so busy. But at one time, I used to make websites, and I made this one. We also have a Twitter page, and we have a Facebook page, Swanee Dental Care, Swanee Dental Care, Swanee Dental on Twitter. So we have a lot of places. You've got a Pinterest page even. I like my Pinterest page.
I do too.
Dr. Bill Williams.
Okay. I'm going to write that down because I'm going to look
you up. Go see Pinterest page because, you know, I got some fun.
All right.
And I guess Twitter's at Swanee Dental. So send me a tweet and I'll tweet back to you.
Okay.
You tweet, I tweet, we all tweet.
We all do. And remind everyone, it's TylerWilliamsLive.com, correct?
Yeah, that's my son, okay. The life coach of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking when you were mentioning these folks that are taking the drug screens and all, one of the most common people that hire Tyler are parents for their children as they're going through transition.
Yes.
So I put that plug out for Tyler that he's really good with teens and 20-year-olds.
That's, it seems like we had a treatment center in the other day that they're at Real Recovery in Asheville, North Carolina, and they cater to the 18 to 28-year-old males, that population. And if we can catch them there and, you know, really get them into recovery and really be a life coach for them, it's making all the difference because they're starting so early now. And, you know, I definitely need to put Tyler and those guys.
Sure.
He will, yeah, he will have fun with those guys.
Yeah, tell him he's a NASCAR driver because he is. He raced NASCAR 5 years.
Oh, wow. I like NASCAR. Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, I'm going to wrap it up, but we've had a great interview here today with Dr. Williams at Suwanee Dental. And he also has Marketing the Million Dollar Practice coming out May 1st on Amazon.com. I know that I'm going to be spending some summertime at the pool reading it, so I'm excited about it. But thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Tracy, for having me. It's a wonderful time to be on the radio in the middle of the day. I get away from the office. This is a fun time.
Oh, good. Well, I agree. The same for me. So you've been listening to Testing the Experts, presented by Confirmatrix Laboratory. Remember that our show airs live every Friday at 1 o'clock on Business Radio X. If you miss our live broadcast, you can listen to any of our shows anytime, 24/7, by visiting the testingtheexperts.businessradiox.com. I'm Tracy McDaniel, and this has been Testing the Experts, presented by Confirmatrix, where we're accurate, rapid, and consistent.